Okay, folks, we're back. Babbitt and Linstead Boat Rides are both notorious spammers. So, essentially, I've gone ahead and set the thing to where, hey, we're not going to have any tardation tonight. I got a fresh chat room. Anyway, I'd be interested if Mona Montgomery were to call. But, generally, let's understand who is causing this trouble. It is regime criminals who cause this trouble. I mean, I am surprised that, you know, I was looking at, you know, the verdict, and I was a little bit annoyed at seeing, I was pretty well annoyed at what I saw. What I saw was, I seen that old Zimmermanser had a wigger, you know, had a wigger wife. You know what I mean? Let's see. I'm trying to go ahead and run something here. Let's see here. Well, we'll see if it works with the darn here. I got some new software here, and I loaded up some new drivers here. I don't know about Zimmerman being an honorary DSCI member here. I mean, heck, you know, old APOC here, he's sort of related to the Zimmermansers. In any case, where was I here? By the way, APOC, the Nimbuster Tards are trying to out you. They're trying to out you. And I've been looking a little bit, you know, I haven't looked at Nimbusters for a while, but somebody else went ahead and told me that they got your name or something like that. And I told them that, hey, at one time APOC was a friend of mine. Of course, being a drunken beaner, he allowed pretty well. Last night I went over to the Mamzer barrel. I actually logged in to the Mamzer barrel for the first time in about a couple months. And old June Stang was there, and he said, "Hi, Martin. Well, what happens? I've been pretty well cut back by old Rustifer here." I mean, that was the beanerous cougar that old APOC wanted to get some pussy off of. But hey, I couldn't even answer to June Stain. I was gonna go ahead and ask June Stain if he was humping Bridget the Idiot. But where was I? Yeah, I was gonna ask if he was humping Bridget the Idiot or not. And all June Stain could do was not really say much of anything. Poor June Stain. What to say? Poor June Stain. Any case, let's see. Couldn't answer anything here, but anyway, I was over at the Mamzer barrel, the beer barrel, whatever. I was looking at the Trayvon, you know, threads here. I actually posted something by Harold Covington, of course, was called a child molester by Bluto Puto, a Seattle Jew related to June Stain. Okay, let's see here. Iconoclast Radio. I'll go ahead and let that one do here. Any case here. So, anyway, where was I? Anyway, I was looking at the threads from what? Last March or something like that. It pretty well didn't become a big thing. Didn't become a big thing for, until a couple months later or something like that. And then it became a big deal later on. Okay? Michelle is going to take me down. I don't think so. I don't have a problem with Michelle. You know, I think she's a crazy bank. But, no, I don't have a problem with Michelle. I don't have a problem with Michelle at all. I mean, I think she's sort of goofy. I think she's quite goofy. But, you know, heck, I don't have a problem with Michelle. All right. Let's see, where was I here? Okay, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at this thing here right now. Alright, folks, I'm trying to run this, I'm trying to run this thing to record stuff here, and it was recording something I didn't really want to record. I have a little USB, thingamajig here, and heck, I wasn't really, no, heck, not doing much of anything with it here. Trying to make it run. Alright, Puto is Puto. Yeah, he's a little Jew boy who caused lots of trouble here. He used to run wild here. He sort of does a run around stumbling. He belongs over on the Mamzer Bell. Anyway, I was looking at this thread from last March here. This was back when APOC was probably as drunk as he is now, and pretty well letting the tars run wild. Now, later on, I think I'm the one who actually ran off Stephen Brower, a.k.a. Engelded. Ran the critter off because, well, he called me a child molester over at Stumble-In, so I said, okay, that means I get to reveal your name in real life. I did this on the, where the hell was it? It was in the, shout box. And I pretty well took screenshots proving that was, you know, Stephen Brower was indeed Intrepid, a.k.a. Engelded. And old APOC was whining like a pussy about how you don't out people in real life. Now, as I look at it, if you're running around, you know, being anonymous and you're acting like something that would go ahead and get you gelded or skinned, it's because you're a cowardly Mamzer or Jew pussy. And I don't believe that you have any right to anonymous behavior at all. But what happens is that I'd say I wouldn't post anymore on the Mamzer Barrel. Essentially, that skank, Beaner Skank, Rustifer pretty well didn't outright ban me, but pretty well made it to where, heck, you can't even answer anything. I used to have fun not posting and then writing a number of interesting comments to which they couldn't do a dang thing about. I have a -3 rep. I'd ridicule the fuck out of Wirebill, Mumpsnut, the Clueless, the Pisser Possum, Shitty Boob, a.k.a. Kentucky Chomo Melungeon. He disappeared around August. And it was plain to me, this mongrel that lived in, Lexington, Kentucky, he disappeared, and I think he probably got caught on the internet. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if he was a child sexual predator. Because most criminals, why, they run off here. And, heck, I think it disappeared in October for the reason that either got sent back to prison and got Chomo check revoked or whatever here. Folks, I've been locked up with perverts. I've been locked up with killers. I've been locked up with all sorts of critters for 3.5 years. That's why none of these people surprise me at all here. He's a good guy. Well, he's also a known spammer, is what he is. Okay. I may go ahead and unmute the goofy bastard. And then what happens is that one of the guests will go ahead and make me wish I didn't. Okay? They'll be all right. Well, I did, Frank and Wigger. By the way, there's some people who think you're a total clown too. Okay? But I stick up for Frank and Wigger. I think that Frank and Wigger is a clown, but on the other hand, why heck? This is pretty well an open show. By the way, did anybody notice here, I let Visser, I had Moni Montgomery talking for a while, for about 54 minutes, and then I let on the Pisser Possum. Essentially, we had a 4-hour and 50-minute 52-minute show. I got shut off about 8 minutes, but, you know, folks, TalkShoe no longer allows you to go on for, what, past 5 hours on to 6 hours by going ahead. I mean, they cut you off at, you know, a little bit less than 5 hours nowadays. And, heck, let the pisser possum, you know, say it say. The pisser possum had Bridget the Idiot, and she shut me off when I went ahead and wrote that Obagenderbender was a trisexual here. But I listened to the Obagenderbender and Pisser Possum show this morning. Roxy, she decided to go to Juplin, and I decided I didn't really want to buy anything, so what I did is I had bought me a little 8-inch battery-operated Black & Decker chainsaw, and I went to the back, and I pruned these two cherry trees. And what I did is I cut up a bunch of locusts as well here, and I sort of cleared out the backyard somewhat. Not of walnut trees, but of locust trees. And that's what I did this morning. Yesterday, Poopy Dog got a bath, and that little flea bag is laying right at my feet. You know, the four-legged Poopy Dog, not the two-legged Poopy Dog. Ain't you, you little black bastard? Your nose is dry. Are you okay? Yeah, he's okay. Anyway. He's up. Oh, well. What to say? Any case, where was I here? Hail the Shemail Nation. It's a Nimbuster retard. It's a Nimtard. What to say? It's a Nimtard. So, any case, I'm just sort of kicked back right now. It was the four-legged Poopy Dog, and his nose is dry, but I think he's fairly healthy. We must have Zyklon B'd about at least 66 fleas here, more like 100. I mean, he had lots and lots and lots of big red fleas, you know, that lay eggs, and he had some, he had a whole bunch of little black small fleas, which are more spry, and let me see, I'm feeling his ears. Usually about after you give him a bath here, about on day 3, he starts to grow some flea eggs on his ears, and then they grow like crazy. So I'm sure he got a couple fleas, but not as many as he had. He had a lot. We hadn't given him a bath for 6 days here. Okay? My clam skewer, you dog fluffer. Let's see. Can the Nimbusters and DSCI form a long-lasting alliance? No. Iconoclast Radio, you're begging for it, okay? You know, yeah, why are you chimping, you Nimbuster retard? I mean, heck. I could go ahead and mute you. Anyway, where I was, and Puppy Dog, you know, Poopy Dog, the two-legged type, gets annoyed when I have Jews and Mamsers on my show. And a lot of the time, I have them on my show for entertainment. I have them on my show in case of Visser, is to find out shit. You know, to go ahead and listen to Visser tell a whole bunch more lies. And Visser was ranting and raving. Him and Obagenderbender did cover that Christ, you know, that Christ was. You read about him, you know, from the age of 12 or so, confronting these learned teachers in the temple, and then all of a sudden, you don't hear about him till, what, he's 30 years old. So there is, what, missing about, 18 years of his life, the majority of his life. And folks, Joseph Arimathea, a relative of his, I guess it was an uncle or cousin of his, operated tin mines. But folks, you gotta realize is that the tin mines were, had been known even when Cain was Sargon. He brought in these picks. These picks are results of Tubal-Cainites who Cain sent to Cornwall to make sure that the strategic metal tin, which 10% tin, 90% copper. Tin was also in Cyprus, which was the main place for the copper, but it wasn't enough. The Tin Islands was known from what? In the 4th century BC, when Cain or Sargon was running around, Cain, dual seed line crystalline identity holds that Cain was Sargon, who had an empire. And they, essentially the history books, so-called history books, although they'll admit that they don't know exactly when Sargon the Great lived, the very first emperor of essentially more than one nation, multi-ethnic nation, the first Akkadian, a.k.a. sons of Akki, a.k.a. sons of Satan. Sargon sent these proto-Jews, these Tubal-Cainites, to Britain to make sure that the tin output was doing well, was doing fine. And that's what pissed off old Commandork McFag, a.k.a. Steve Elder, when Eli James went and said that there was this professor named Waddell who said that I call them Tubal-Cainites, but and that's what they really were. The Amorites was after Canaan. Essentially, Cain was killed well before the flood by the sixth in line after Cain called Lamech, who had married in to the line of Seth through Ada and Zillah, and gave birth to Tubal-Cain, and Naamah, who was Ham's Jew wife, but Kenite wife. She's a mean, evil bitch. And, I guess the name Naamah was common back before the flood, just like the name Shirley was around the time of the 30s here. Shirley Temple, my Aunt Shirley. I mean, every so often the name becomes in fashion. Sort of like Kayla or something like that here. Or back in the 90s or so. So, moving along, where was I? So, old Eli James quoted this book from 1926 by this, anthropology professor named Waddell, who said that the Picts were dwarven Amorites. Amorites who knew how to dig in the ground here, and old McFag just had a shit fit about it. Steve Elder just had a shit fit about it. Eli James was pissed off about it. Anyway, I was listening to Visser, pissing and moaning and lying. And folks, yes, there is a good deal of belief in Christian identity that Christ spent some years, probably at least a decade, 18 years between the age of 12 and the age of 30. Hey, a good portion of it was spent in Britain. And Glastonbury was known as the first Christian monastery or Christian center, not only in Britain, but in Western Europe. So, you have the Pisser Possum, you have Obergender Bender. I go over to Obergender Bender's reading room. Well, I go ahead and read what, Wise Obergender Bender has. It's no big deal. But I also, because Obergender Bender isn't worried about a DMCA complaint or anything like that, a copyright complaint, Obergender Bender just, gets a bunch of, old PDFs, and you can read quite a bit of Christian identity doctrine in Obergender Bender's forum. Here's Finkelschini. I mean, folks, I wouldn't listen to Finkelschini for history. Finkelschini's just a total liar. Oh, okay. Looks like Gary's gone ahead and made it. Let's see, how long have I been yakking here? 20 minutes. Gary, I'm going to go ahead and talk for about another 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'll go ahead and unmute you. It looks like we got all the people who came away from Wickstrom who got tired of Queef and the other tards at the Juif Militia. Call themselves Truth Militia. I call them Juif Militia. So it looks like we have, people coming by. Initially it was only Papa Cat and APOC here who was in here initially. But I listened to Visser this morning. Listened to him talk about St. Patrick. Now St. Patrick lived in the 400s, which is the same time you had, especially around the British Isles. You had the noted Irish chieftain bandit called Niall of the Nine Hostages. You had St. Patrick, who lived at that time. You had Vortigern. You had the uncles of Arthur. You had Hengist and Horsa. In Britain, you had Pelagius. Bishop Pelagius, who was an Arian. Which is pretty well what I believe. I believe that, I know that Gary and I think Logan believe that Christ and, Yahweh are one of the same. I have more of an Arian belief in that. I believe that it's Yahweh the Father and Christ the Son. And I'll give Gary a chance to, if he wants to, comment about that. In any case, you had in the AD 400s, you had quite a bunch of people who lived when Rome fell. Rome was sacked for the first time in about 700 years in AD 410 under, Honorius, who essentially did not do a very good job of keeping the Visigoths in line. You had during December, the very last day of AD 406, when the Rhine froze solid, and you had the Vandals, which were a tribe of Germanics who pretty well had been gotten their asses whooped, and they were sort of like a mixed band of a bunch of other tribes and renegades called the Vandals, and they moved from Germany and they crossed the Rhine on the last day. In AD 410, Honorius, at the instigation of Stilicho, his Vandal general, pulled the troops out of Britain, telling them, well, we're going to come back. And in the 300s, you had a number of pretenders, because Rome had four legions stationed in Britain. And Constantine the Great's father was a general who got proclaimed. You had for a period of 20 years Maxentius, who was a pretender, who ruled over Britain, who with his four legions ruled over Britain and formed his own coinage in the 300s. I think around 380 or so BC, AD. So as a result, Rome in many cases needed the legions, but also needed to get rid of all these revolts. So Honorius called the legions back in 410. And generally the Anglo-Saxon Chronicles in 449 says that Hengist and Horsa came in that time, but I believe it was probably around 428. But you had, during the time of St. Patrick, you had Niall of you had in Britannia, you had the Irish under chieftains like Nial of the Nine Hostages. In fact, Patrick was, I think, you know, was a servant who lived in either, you know, Devonshire, you know, named after the tribe, you know, or Exeter or Cornwall, who lived, you know, there, and he was, you know, grabbed by Irish or Scotty pirates and sold into slavery. And then he went back to essentially take the Irish church back to Roman Catholicism. But the Irish and the British church did not like the Saxons. And it was, what, about 100 years or so later that I think Gregory seen some British children, you know, called Angles. He said, no, they look like angels because they were blonde and blue-eyed and they were being sold. And he sent around 525 A.D. them to be converted to Christianity. And they were converted without all, you know, without all the whining ear from these so-called pagans who are mainly mams or creatards who want to pretend that they're wodeness here or they're odeness when they don't know a dang thing about it. Christianity came without the need for much of a sword into Britain, and 400 years later into the Scandinavian countries. Most of, you know, when they learned that here, some of these people, the only ones who benefited from being claimed from Woden were these kings here. And pretty well every single Germanic tribe, except for the Vandals and a few other tribes, claimed to be, the Franks claimed to be descended from Woden, who was a chieftain who lived around 200 AD. Folks, I've done a lot of studying about this on an unfinished novel, and one of these days I'll go ahead and bring it up. But anyway, there is a good deal of reason, you know, to believe here that unconquered Britain was conquered in 43 AD under Claudius. So he named his son Britannicus or something like that here. And so for what? From 42 or 43 AD until what? 410, there was a Roman presence. Now there were usurpers and the rest. So yes, there, you know, Christ very well, more than likely, almost certainly spent time in Britain. And Glastonbury was known as the first, I guess, center of the Christian faith here. You read where, you know, in Matthew 10 verse 6, where Christ says, go not to the Pharisees and not to the Samaritans, but go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You had 12 apostles. Now, one of them was Judas Iscariot, a dirty Jew. I bet he may have been sent, okay, Judas, don't you go anywhere. Why don't you go visit your relatives at Kerioth here, you know, Judas. Go visit your relatives. But, folks, you had all the way from Britain to India these scattered tribes of the house of Israel. Thomas supposedly was killed at the instigation of Jews in Goa, India. Now, of course, Thomas, he went to the Ethiopians. He talked to the Ethiopians as well here. The white Cushites, the Israelite Cushites, what few there were. But, folks, I mean, you know, the house of Israel was scattered all the way from the British Isles. And the British Isles include Ireland and the main island of Britain. So they were scattered all over the place. And Christ, I believe, spent a good deal of the 18 years from the ages, you know, after 12 to the age of 30 in the British Isles. I have no reason to doubt that. It's not exactly primary dual seed line Christian identity dogma, but it is secondary Christian identity dogma. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in just a few. Hail Victory.